September 11th, 2014. St. Francis de Sales says, "Praise be to Jesus." So I have established the fact that without humility, the soul cannot progress in virtue, and thus through the chambers of the united hearts. To attain the lofty goal of true humility, the soul must practice humility when given the opportunity. Sometimes the soul can search out situations in which he can practice the virtue, but he must keep in mind that virtue which is practiced for others to see is a false virtue. The soul must never congratulate himself on any virtue. This is a snare of evil. Do not be self-satisfied on any account. Always look and pray for a way to improve. Then God, in his mercy, will enlighten your spirit and draw you closer to himself. Humility allows the person to see himself as God sees him. In this light of truth, self-knowledge is granted, which is invaluable in the spiritual journey. The humble soul embraces it. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 6 through 7. I have applied all this to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brethren, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another. For who sees anything different in you? What have you that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if it were not a gift?